From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Debik from Islamic State militants as the U.S. and its European allies meet in London to discuss how to bring a halt to the Syrian conflict now in its sixth year. Debik is cited in Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-of-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in London with European allies to discuss the Syrian situation earlier. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Toner on the U.S. focus for the talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with them, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way to escape the war. The Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul warning residents of the coming offensive to liberate the city from the Islamic State terror group. The leaflet dropped late Saturday came after hours of an artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces and amid confusion over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already kicked off. The United States and Britain and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called for Sunday for the warring partners in the country to immediately declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State spoke with reporters